You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Peanut Tillman, and this is my uncle, Roman Harper, and this is the NFL Players Second Acts podcast. I know I look younger, and I'm actually older. He's actually younger, but he looks older. We do this banter all the time.
And he has never won any
gray,
of these competitions.
Gray is in right now.
Gray is in. And it's distinguished.
If you're older, gray is in. If you're older. Look.
You know what we should do? We should just ask all of our listeners and viewers to make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to make sure you continue to check us out. Give us a like, a review, and a follow anywhere you listen to your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio Podcasts. Please look out for us. Give us a review. Click like. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Listen to what Pino's saying, except for the old part.
And speaking of friends, this next guest, she's an amazing woman. She's actually the first female we've had on this podcast. She has tremendous value in the league. She's one of the senior vice presidents, one of the only women that hold that title. She's the godmother to all players that have played, that are retired, that are Hall of Famers. She's the one who's responsible for this podcast. Y'all, please check out our good friend, Tracy Pearlman. So you are the first ever female guest on the podcast.
I'm honored.
So how do you feel about that?
I'm honored. I'm honored to be talking to the two of you. You're not fighting.
No, we're not. We're not. You're like the godmother to all NFL players.
I agree. Nobody knows that either.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Everyone like knows you when you have a problem or when a player has a problem. When I'm frustrated with something, I just text you like, what about these calls? What is the commissioner doing? What is Vince doing? Can you tell Troy
Does Troy Vincent remember he played defense is exactly what the texts say.
I text her all the time.
He does.
But it's not just me, though. It's like 700 other players will text you.
Yes.
Like, how awesome does that feel for you to know that, like, all these grown men trust you? And they take your advice, or they want to listen to you, or you're connected to them in some kind of way. Like, you have put your stamp on the NFL with players.
It's important to me that they know, and I don't care if anybody else knows. It's important to me that you know you can call me for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else needs to know that. And that's exactly why I'm here. And the reason I moved to football when Troy asked me was I wanted to impact players' lives. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the rest of it.
Because so, you didn't know that about Tracy, did you?
No, I did not.
After working on the podcast, I think he's just now starting to see it. Like, damn, she know everybody. Everybody know Tracy.
I didn't know she was such a mover and a shaker either. You know, I had received her email. I'd been told to email her multiple times throughout my career when this popped up, or, you know, post career. Okay, you need some help with this situation. Text this person. And it was always Tracy Pearlman. I didn't know Tracy Pearlman personally until I've moved on in the last year and a half. I've got to know you a lot better. And it's been awesome to see. It's been awesome to see you do your thing. And you really have impacted so many. I just thought you were on the other end of an email for so long. Yeah. I didn't really understand your true job and the whole impact of the holistically part of everything that you do for the NFL and especially for the players.
I think it's dope in the sense of it's a male-dominated industry.
Yes.
And
yes,
you is. Are, or maybe the proper term is you were, I think, one of the first executives.
Yes.
In that position.
Yes.
How intimidating was that for you to be one of the only females?
I don't think she was intimidated.
Full of men.
I would love to know how did you initially try for the job and get the job?
Well, I started at the NFL the day after I graduated from college. So I had gone through the ranks and I had been in multiple departments and a job was open as an SVP. So you name the level, I have been the level, coordinator, manager, senior manager, director. And I was a VP at the time and I was kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. And I was doing all the entertainment stuff. I was working with players. We launched the Legends community and there was an SVP job open that I did not interview for. And I'm in my office and I see on my phone Roger Goodell calling me. I'm like, this can't be good. And he said, come down to the office. I just want to talk to you for a little while. Uh-oh. And he said, why didn't you interview for this job? And I said, it's not the job that I want. He said, well, what job do you want? I said, I want to be in charge for everything for players. There is no one who is handling everything that players need, talking to them, communicating. He said, that doesn't exist. I said, I know. But you asked me, and that's what I want to do. And, you know, we talked for a little while longer, and I went back and I did the job that I was doing. And about a year later, Troy Vincent called me, and he said, I'm creating a job that is all about the players, and I need somebody to run it, and it's all player work. Mm-hmm. But I think it's your job, and we're going to create it from the ground up. And he told me I had to get rid of all the cool stuff I was doing. Booking the halftime shows, booking kickoff, doing the movies. And I went back. I thought about it. I talked to my team and I said to Troy, this is what I want. And he said, it's yours because I know you care about it.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you want it to be? I said, I want it to be a support and service to players and we'll figure all the rest of it out.
So what year was this, Tracy?
It was 6 years ago. So yeah.
That's exactly why I asked that question, because I've seen a change in the NFL's Legends community since these 6 years that you've had this job. I've been retired now 6 years. So I've literally seen the efforts change from when I first got out to where now I receive so many more emails, so many more opportunities, and all these other things that we're literally trying to change the outlook of former players, their outlook and expectations on what it's like to be retired and what the NFL can actually provide for them. And maybe you can speak to us a little bit about what you've tried to help implement or guide us into that place.
It's so interesting. We had to change the culture in the building.
Yes.
We want a player first culture. I want to walk into a room and when people say to me, I want a player to do X, Y, Z, my response is always, what's the value to the player? And now sitting on that side of football with Troy, I can say that. Mm-hmm. When you're on the marketing side, you have a transactional relationship with a player. Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Tracy. I have money for you to do an appearance. Will you do it? Great. You show up.
There's really no investment.
No. And even though we kept trying to create that relationship, it was very difficult being on the business side because mm-hmm. it's a business. When you're on the football side, it's about you as a person.
Yeah.
And we can take that and you've seen the shift in our building. Whenever somebody says to me, hey, we need a player, and here's what we're going to do for the player, is now in the conversation. Mm. You know, we were doing something and they said they had a list of assets, and the assets player was number one. And I got up and walked out of the meeting and said, when you guys understand that this is not, the players are not your asset, the players are the reason we have this initiative, mm-hmm. I'll come back. And everyone has now shifted their view. And I think, Peanut, you've seen it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've worked with everybody in the building where sponsorship says, well, how can we make this a better opportunity for players? Everybody is now talking that way. And we really had to shift everybody's view. And we did the same thing at the club level. We were talking this morning about building up the PE departments because player engagement is a trusted resource for players at the club. You need to have support there. You can't have one person for 90 men.
Yeah.
That's not fair. So we've just been trying to do one thing at a time. And it, I know it hasn't been that fast, but at the same time, I think it's been more impactful.
I think the thing that I appreciate most about you, what a lot of people don't know, is you're like the conduit. You are a champion in your own regard, but you, the players value your opinion so much, and they text you, they call you, and then you take those texts and opinions and you present them to Troy, to the commissioner, because there are several things that I'll just text you and be like, hey, you know, maybe we could do it like this, or it's just a thought that I was thinking in that moment. And then next thing you know, I was like, yeah, we got that done. Like, I've done that to you probably maybe four or five times.
Yes, you have.
And the thing actually got changed. And I was just like, oh, dang. Like, there are people, I call you, you said movers and shakers.
Yes. Why you can't use the word intimidated with Tracy.
I call you the key to the city. There's a key to the city at every job that I've had, whether at every level, whether it's the team, whether it's like the league office or whatever. I think everyone thinks the commissioner does run it. I don't think so. I think there's a person like you, and they're actually running it. You're the key to the city. Like, wives, Heather, she run the house. Like, it's
true.
We the face, but there's always a key to the city, someone behind the scenes, like running everything. I truly think that person is you and your staff, everyone on your staff. Like, I love hanging out with y'all, and I don't do nothing with anybody else. I just hang out with the staff. Like, I feel like that's I'm true. A part of the
that
staff.
I was going to say, that's very true. Peanut only hangs with you guys all the time. That's why he knows all of you.
I know everybody. So when we going to dinner, y'all, what are we doing? Like, it's cool. So you've had such a huge impact even before this current role that you have right now. What would you say your message to all the players, like, that you've helped today and the players that you haven't helped moving forward? Like, what do you want that message to be? What do you want to be known for as TP, the what? Like, what do you want?
I don't know. The person behind the scenes who helped me get through it. I just want to be the person who helps you on your journey all the way through. When you get in, when you're playing, and when you get out.
Who's kind of helped mentor you through your, how long have you been at the NFL?
Almost 31 years.
Who's been like the one person that has helped you get to where you are right now?
I would say there are two. And the commissioner at the time that I started, he wasn't the commissioner. So he was somebody who I emulated. He was my mentor at one point. And at that time, like, I didn't know he was going to be the commissioner. And I just like that he makes people accountable. You know, when we launched the Legends community, nobody wanted to go in the room to ask him for the money because we needed money. And I went in and I pitched the whole thing and I asked him for it. And he said to me, you're accountable for this. It better work. And then he smiled and said, you should ask me for more money. And but it made me feel like he was proud. He understood what I was asking for, and he challenged me, and I said, you know what? I'm going to make it work, and when I come back in next year, I'm going to ask for double the money. So I feel like he's always been a champion for what we do, and players don't know he is a champion for players. And whenever we talk about it, if I have a player in the office, he's like, oh, Trace, bring him down. He wants to have that interpersonal relationship with the guys. And the other one is Troy. If I didn't move over to Troy, I may not have stayed because I felt like I hit a ceiling.
Yeah.
And I feel like they both kind of pushed me along the way. And every day, Troy's like, well, what else are we going to do? So it's still challenging. It, you know, I've been with Troy for 6 years and we just keep moving forward, which I don't know a ton of people who are in a job for so long who say they have moved forward the whole time.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So Tracy, two quick little compliments for you. Number one, Peanut always brags about how all you do is just get things done. And that's probably one of the greatest things that you've been able to do in you guys' relationship is that he can mention something or people say things to you and you just somehow or another, it just starts to happen. And you told me a story the other day when we actually got to go into the room of, I don't even know what you guys call it. It's not a conference room. It's way bigger than that.
Yeah. It's like all a theater.
The general session room.
Yeah, the general session room where all these owners meetings happen, which thousands of people inside this room, this auditorium room. And I got to go in there and I was just observing it all because this is my first trip here and just really witnessing it because players don't get to see all this.
No.
Where everything really starts ground level with all the rules, the expectations, the everything. And so, and you said, What was one of the best experiences? You said having bringing players here.
Yes.
You led off with players talking about Brandon Marshall coming up here and speaking to the players about the My Calls, My Cleats.
Yes.
And how it all started here.
Yes.
And I didn't know that. And could you maybe just share a little bit of that story with our listeners? Because I think it's a great story. And not only that, about Brandon Marshall, what everything he went through, who was a former guest on this show. But then also, it will also kind of give us an insight of what your power and impact has been as well.
So My Claws, My Cleats was actually created because of a fine that Brandon Marshall got. So Brandon was wearing lime green cleats mm-hmm. during games and mm-hmm. he kept getting fined. And he came into the office to see us. And in a room full of people who are not used to being told anything, like he literally said, I am sick of you telling me what I care about. And I want to be able to show people this is what I care about. Mental health is important to me. Why can't we do something where players have the platform? And he wanted to do eye black and gloves and we ended up with the cleats.
Yeah.
It took us 18 months to get the cleats thing done.
Compromise.
And when we were going to host this meeting, My Cause, My Cleats had been the most successful program we ever launched with players.
Mm-hmm.
1,300 players participated in the first year. And they were like, we got to get somebody in here to talk about it. And they wanted me to do it. And I was like, we need Brandon Marshall to talk about it. Mm-hmm. He started this. He needs to tell the story. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, number one, how he almost got thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
How the commissioner essentially saved his life by threatening him because he was very difficult. And he had gotten in a lot of trouble. And he just shifted and everything changed. And he captured this audience. It was unbelievable. He talked for about 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And no one spoke. No one moved in their chair. And for owners, head coaches, and GMs to hear a player perspective on something that could have gone in a very bad direction, but I don't know what it was like to be in the locker room. I don't know what it was like when you hear you're being fined because you're wearing a uniform the wrong way.
Right.
So whenever you call me, I take what you say to heart because I can do something for you and be your voice when you can't.
Yeah, I think that's dope. It's another thing that Tracy said that's beautiful because I talked to some of the Panthers or Carolina representatives for the Legends community. And all they do is talk about how great you are. And hey, look, it's been some knockdown, drag out, some meetings with mm-hmm. a little bit of emotions. Hasn't always been sunshines and rainbows.
Nope.
But we are moving in the right direction. And one thing you said, Tracy, that was beautiful that I had never thought about. It was like, look, we call it the NFL Legends community because you all are legends. If you are even on a roster, it doesn't matter for how long. You're a legend in some community because
yes.
the odds of you making it are so small. And
yeah.
most of us don't think about that because we've been this process, we've been wrapped up where we got to be the best. And if we don't have this Hall of Fame, we don't have this type of career, or we always feel like we fall short, and that's not true. And we need to be told sometimes from people that we don't know or people that care about us that, hey, you do matter. You are a legend. It doesn't matter what you think your NFL career was, you are a legend to somebody and especially to us. So thank you for that as well.
So communication is, it's big, right? In this business. And what you kind of alluded to was when Brandon went in that room and he was talking to these executives or this room full of non-players.
Yes.
They weren't used to being told what to do, or they weren't used to being spoken to in that manner, let's just say that, with the positions that they hold. Do you think that communication has gotten better at that level of senior leadership at the league office?
Yes. And I say that because now they always say to me, Tracy, can we get 10 players on the phone? So for Pro Bowl,
yeah.
we interviewed 16 players when we changed the Pro Bowl. And we had Zooms where we said to players, what do you want this to be? Do you want to play a tackle game? No. Do you want to play a flag game? Well, what would it be? How can I play? And we got the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we dodgeball is a Pro Bowl skill because Joe Thomas told us he wanted to play dodgeball. So I think that now they see when we talk about social justice, Trace, I need 10 players. When we do rules changes, Troy says, I need 4 offensive linemen in this meeting. So when with the no catch, there were a ton
still
of wide
confusing.
Receivers.
Still confusing.
So confusing.
But imagine 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we would not have asked a player
yeah.
an opinion. And they'll like, we ask players for opinions on everything, and we get some feedback.
Yeah.
Like, some of the feedback is rough, but it's we need it. We don't know. You know, we're in the middle of the prospect feedback for Combine. You and I were talking about this yesterday. Like, we need to know the things that just are uncomfortable and are not right.
Right. And sometimes the NFL probably never thinks about this, because when you play, or when you're in that position as a player, you do come away or walk away with a different understanding or feeling than most. We talked about the Combine.
Seek to understand so you can be understood.
It's beautiful. Another beautiful quote by my man, Charles Peanut Tillman. He's always blessing us with more.
Yeah. Reading is knowledge, baby.
I love it. So, Tracy, I don't want to continue to hold you. I know this was way in the moment. This is beautiful.
Impromptu.
I love this. So, what will be at the end of your dash when it's all said and done, when you leave the NFL?
In another 30 years.
Yeah. What will be at the end of your dash? I would love to know.
I don't know. Maybe I'll ask players to figure it out for me. I don't know. I really don't know. But I, especially because if you asked me 6 years ago, if this is what I would be doing, I never thought the NFL would let me do this. So I don't know. I'll leave it open.
Are you going to continue to push for more? You will continue to push for more?
Yes.
Continue to?
Until there is not one story out there that says, this NFL player is destitute, like, until I can change the narrative where what they're talking about is how successful you guys are on the field, off the field, post your career. That to me is the important part. Why do I have to see stories about the one negative versus the 13,000 positive?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
What's been one of the most challenging situations you've dealt with that happened, or it ended the right way, and you were like, this is why I do this job, this is why I care about these players?
Okay, so
and
I
you can say
lot,
without and you can say without naming, I'm not trying
yeah
to,
I'm
like,
not gonna name anybody,
or anything like that,
but I've gotten a lot of training,
okay,
suicide prevention, mental health awareness, to the point where, like, if I see something on social media, I'll flag it. You know, we've created some interventions because of that. And I had a Hall of Fame running back say to me, I'm going to have this guy call you. I want you to talk to him. And we started talking. He was angry. I could see he was bitter. Something was going on. And it turned into a, I don't know why I'm on this earth conversation. And I called Inyaka, who's the clinician, while I was on the phone with this player. And it was going in a direction that I was afraid that I couldn't handle.
Right.
And Inyaka texted me, find common ground, find common ground, find common ground. So he played for a team that I happened to know somebody very closely. And I said, hey, this player works for me. That's my guy. But all of a sudden the conversation started turning around.
Yeah.
And, you know, within 30 minutes, I got him from bitter to I shouldn't be here to can you connect me with him to how can you help me get into a facility? And I literally for 35 minutes, I walked out of the office and I was like, I don't even know what just happened. And this Hall of Fame running back called me. He's like, you just saved that man's life. And
that's got to be a great feeling.
But at the same time, I was like, this is such a responsibility. And, you know, we are now, the whole staff is getting trained. Every club is getting trained, because if I didn't know what to do, it could have ended really poorly. But that's why I do this.
That's a big responsibility.
That is. But we see it. And then when we see when the players don't get that help, we see the end result. And we're all so saddened. And then we just, you know, send a couple tweets and we're like, oh, this, and we know it's that. And we make this excuse because it's not the first time we've seen it. And now I love that you're trying to get in front of it. We want to train more people to get help and get in front of it. We got to listen. We got to be willing to listen and be ready to be involved when we can.
I think one thing that the league has done a really good job of is to push the narrative, it's okay not to be okay.
Yes.
Like, I've within the last couple of years, I've seen that narrative pushed out, and it's been it's been cool to see.
Yeah. And you know, the 24 legends who work in the legends community get trained in mental health every single time we get together. And it blows my mind that so many players talk to John Randall because he was so damn scary on the field. I watch film of him playing.
He talked
so
all dope. The time.
And he's dope. Like, I love John Randall.
And then he'll be like, Trace, this guy is going to call you. And all these guys confide in him, and he now has the training to be able to pass them on to the right people. So again, the peer-to-peer, like, you guys are on the ground. You guys hear it. We just want all of you to know. Just send people to us. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, TP, hey, appreciate you being the first and only woman on the podcast. Like, that's dope.
Thank you.
That's dope.
Thank you.
Trendsetter.
There's nobody better to have on here to represent for the ladies like you are.
There's
nobody else. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Tracy.
And you guys didn't argue at all. It was awesome.
How can you not love this lady? She is awesome. I've had the privilege of working with Tracy and her team since like 2012, and she is just, you know, USDA certified. She's a great person. Just her character, quality. She really does care about the players in this league.
I think she emphasized that big time. It was about the players. And I'm glad that we actually get to use this platform to turn and shine that light back on her, because I know most people do not know who Tracy Pearlman is or what she means to so many people around the NFL and what she does for the league and its players. So I really appreciate that and the ability to be able to give her flowers now.
Yeah, yeah. She's great people, and we can't thank her enough for being on this podcast. One, she's responsible for the podcast, so... great person. Thank you guys for listening. It's been an honor. It's been awesome. I'm Peanut. This is my Uncle Roman. And this is the NFL Players Second Acts Podcast. Appreciate y'all.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.